In the name of the God whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is forever, one of the popular misunderstandings amongst a large number of Muslims is that they believe that in the hereafter, women are going to be in the hell in a far greater number than men. And this understanding is primarily based on a narrative, a hadith, of the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, in which he is reported to have said that when I, in my journey of Isra, Miraj, I looked at, peeped into one of the places of the hell, I found there a far greater number of women. People, on the basis of this understanding, of this statement, carry the understanding that women are going to be there in the hell in a far greater number than there would be men. The fact of the matter is that Muslims normally carry such understandings on the basis of statements either from the Quran or Hadith. And the statements are completely isolated from the context and no attempt is made whatsoever to find out what the reality of the statement is. The statement attributed to the Prophet, if looked at from the point of view of the context and understanding of the Quran and the Ahadith, what we can surmise, what emerges is the fact that the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, was referring to a particular case of relationship wherein women turn out to be far more inadequate in their performance, far less correct in their behavior than men are. And when it would be decided about who is going to enter the hell for the particular reason of not maintaining good relationships with each other, it will be women who would be found in the hell for that particular reason more than the men. It is not that the number of women in the hell, generally speaking, is going to be far greater than the number of men to be found in the hell. That number is only going to be unfolded on the Day of Judgment, when God is going to decide on the basis of who is going to be destined to enter what place. The entire decision about who is going to meet what kind of a fate will be based purely on the merit of one's performance and nothing else. If men are going to perform well, they're going to enter the paradise. And if they're going to perform poorly, they will enter the hell. Likewise is going to be the case with women. Neither men nor women enjoy any superiority or advantage over the other as far as their ability to perform in this worldly life for the results of the hereafter is concerned. If any of the two genders had a greater advantage or a disadvantage, then the entire trial would be unfair, and that is something which the Almighty can never ever possibly arrange to happen. So the understanding that emerges is that when it comes to the question of relationship with spouses, it is probably the case that wives happen to be far more guilty of not maintaining good relations. And that is what is going to cause many women to find themselves punished by the Almighty. Of course, there are going to be men also getting punished because of their bad treatment of the wives. But of course, people are going to enter the hell not simply because they did not maintain good relations with their spouses, but because of a number of other reasons and crimes. And we do not know as to whether men are going to be in the hell in a far greater number or women. It would all be decided on the basis of who performed how well or how badly, because this worldly life of ours is a trial which is completely fair. Everybody is being provided with an opportunity to do as best as he or she can. Everybody is given opportunity to excel in this worldly life. Therefore, there is no advantage neither to men nor to women as far as their ability to perform well is concerned for the sake of earning the reward of the paradise in the hereafter. So the understanding amongst the Muslims based on a certain hadith that women are going to far outnumber men in the hell is an incorrect generalization of a statement which was meant for a particular case of people, of women, not performing quite as well as men and therefore getting punished for that poor performance. May God Almighty enable us to understand His religion and the various details of it properly in the right context and the right spirit, and may He enable us to follow it as best as we can.